Well, staff and pupils at the Academy at St James Primary School in Ollerton have been adjusting to the new lockdown just like the rest of us. For them, that means some pupils are still in school, while many are at home getting used to remote learning yet again. Year 5 pupils that are in school wanted to find out what it was like for the teachers trying to teach remotely and what their friends thought about trying to learn at home. So, first you're going to hear Collins, Victoria, Sachin and Dylan talking to Miss Rosenberg.
We are with Year 5 teacher Miss Rosenberg and her online pupils. How is online learning going?
Online learning has been fantastic with Year 5. We've got 95% of our year group engaging in home learning. It has been lovely to see all of their faces on our Google Meets, and we've got loads of work handed in, which is fantastic.
How does it feel teaching over Google Meets?
Teaching over Google Meets is always interesting. It's got a lot better as the weeks have gone on. We've had a couple of technical issues, but Year 5 have really worked hard on learning how to present their screen, which has helped us to support them as best as we can at home.
Is it better or worse than normal teaching?
In my opinion, it is worse than normal teaching. There's nothing we love more than having a classroom full of children. However, because we have fixed all of our Google Meet issues and we've got 95% of the children on, we can still see them every day, which has always been a lovely thing to see.
How are the children coping?
Bit of a mixture of how the children are coping. Some of them, they're missing their friends, they're missing the interaction with the teacher in person, but they have tackled it head on and they're doing an amazing job. They're still engaging in the learning and they are always trying their hardest. So thank you, Year 5.
And that was Miss Rosenberg there talking about what it's like to teach Year 5 pupils remotely. But what do the students themselves think? Here's Destiny, Crystal, Neva, Ahmad and Stevie via video call to tell us what they think about remote learning.
It is a bit hard, but at least I get to see my friends and teachers.
It feels good because you get to see friends and family more.
It feels weird because it still doesn't feel like you're at school and sometimes you can't hear them, so it is hard.
It's better because we are at home and we are safer and still keeping our minds educated. It has improved our IT skills, and this is all because of the help our teachers are giving us.
Sometimes the connection works, but sometimes it doesn't, so it's a bit hard.
And that was Destiny, Crystal, Neva, Ahmad and Stevie, Year 5 pupils at the Academy at St James in Ollerton. They're talking about their experiences of remote learning. I think we all know what it's like when the connection goes a bit. And finally, we've got a short report from Mr. Wallace out and about in the school grounds.
Hello, welcome to Year 5 Otters and Seals outside. Here we have Sachin. So what have we been doing this morning, Satch?
So this morning we've been going to forest schools and we've been making yummy hot chocolate. It tastes very nice.
Now, Simona, I saw you enjoying your hot chocolate. Anything to add?
The custard creams were yummy too.
I must say I do love my custard creams. Collins, did you enjoy yours?
Today was amazing. I love doing forest schools and actually going outside to have fun.
Exactly. But it's a bit cold though, isn't it, Victoria?
Freezing,
yeah, it is cold. But we're keeping warm by exercising.
And that was Mr. Wallace from the Academy at St. James there. And joining Mr. Wallace in the Forest School was Simona, Victoria, Sachin and Dylan. We're going to be hearing a lot more from them over the coming weeks, find out how they're getting on. I must admit, I do like that idea of hot chocolate and custard creams. Don't think we had that in my school when I was there. Right, let's have a bit more music.